me look and mistake.
Not all victims to her ever-changing state.
My life is bloody folded to her arms again. Like a dinner waits to make her pay.
Banging Beers is back, episode 152, a little earlier on a Sunday today. Today we've got some beers from Abomination and Warhorse. We got our pal Sarah hanging out with us today.
Yeah, Bill was not able to make it. He has some things going on. I think he has work today.
Yeah.
So if you want to if you're listening to this, or you want to head over to the craft house, or no, yeah.
Yeah, craft house
and yep. Buy some beer off Bill. That's where he's at.
Bill's slinging beers today.
Bill's slinging some beers, yeah. But Sarah's joining us.
I'm here.
It's been a long time since you hung out at the table.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Good to have you back. We'll kind of touch back on around you about what you got going on, because you're doing some cool stuff.
Oh my God, tons.
So I'm fucking cool pumped for you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome when people like have been here so many times and they go and they start branching off and doing their own thing. It super excites me.
It's really fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got, like I said, we got some beers from Abomination and Warhorse today. We got our show beers today. We're going to be doing some Warwick Farm collabs.
I got some whiskey.
And a little bit of whiskey here.
All right.
Going to be some trouble, maybe.
Oh boy.
Well, but Valentine's Day is over, so let's start with St. Patty's, right?
Let's do it. Let's get it early. We're in. I am 100% down.
Yeah. So also, if you're watching this live and you're local, following this show, I'm not sure exactly sure what time it starts tonight, but there's going to be some live music. Condition Oakland, Tim Mingle, and I believe some other people are going to be at Pilgeroo Brewing Company. So that's probably where I'm heading after this. I know Bill's probably going after work. So if you guys want to come hang out with us, that's where we'll be. So we were there last night for emo night. Huge turnout.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh my God, Collins, I saw the pictures. It looked amazing.
Eddie Collins killed it. Deppin was like, yeah, I'm booking him again. Like this was a good, this is fun. They all like the music. So great job, Eddie. That was awesome. Other quick news, next Friday at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be co-hosting an open mic at Black Rock Brewing, or not Black Rock, sorry, Black Diamond in Frackville. Too many black everything in this, like Black Rock, Black Trucking, Black, like, because coal region, we have, it's just like a name, but
Blackwell.
Yeah, Blackwell. So Black Diamond, there's gonna be an open mic night at 8 o'clock. It's gonna be, if we don't get anyone to sign up for stuff, we'll just be like a DJ, and Harry will be playing music. But we encourage people to come out and sing, bring a guitar, come do some comedy.
Oh my gosh. So, I was gonna say, I have a show in Wilkes-Barre that
Friday.
What time does it start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah. What time does it run to?
I'm not sure. Okay. 12, I'm hoping.
Okay.
But yeah, I've never hosted one. Harry kind of wants to start doing this because he does like sound and production, and he helps his dad and a lot of the local people out, and it's something he's passionate about. He wants to do open mics, but he's still not, like, I guess, comfortable doing the hosting thing yet.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
I'm an idiot, and I'll just say whatever I want. So
after the show, I'll give you tips.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll probably get to butcher people's names. It's going to be great.
Oh my God. Okay. Real quickly. I don't want to divert, but first time I ever hosted, it was at the Coney Island, the Tuesdays. It was every week. And, Matt Sprague hosted that, but he wanted to work a set. He was like, does anyone want to host? And I've been doing comedy for maybe like 3 months by now. And I was like, same 3-5 people always come. So I was like, yeah, I got it.
Packed.
That night, 10 comics came, and they came from all over the area. Like, I had one from Scranton, I had one from Lewisburg, like everywhere. I was so nervous. I was just like, I'm just going to say everyone's first name.
Yeah.
That's it.
here's John.
And here's John again.
There was Bill.
John too.
there was a Bill. There was a John. And Eric, yeah, there was. Luckily, there was no double names.
I'm gonna give everyone nicknames. Like, here comes Andy the Slaughterer. Like, pro wrestling.
So I always say, as long as you get a first or a last name,
yeah,
or maybe
you did better than I did my first time.
Or maybe that'd be your shtick. You intentionally call them by the wrong name.
Yeah,
or you intentionally mispronounce their name.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm gonna do.
This is Eric.
All right, let's pour our first show beer here.
While we do that, so don't forget, this is the final week to sign up for the Patreon. This is the final week, right?
Yes.
This is the end of February. I guess you have a week and a day or something.
Yeah.
A week and 2 days.
Any tier. You could do $1 and you're in the runnings.
Do $1 and we're going to be pulling the drawing for our custom Yeti Colster 16-ounce can koozie deal with a laser engraved Bang of Beers one of a kind logo on it.
Yep.
So
we want to thank the people on our Patreon. So we do have $1 tier all the way up to $25, or you can make your own price. Anything over $10 puts you in the running every month. Big glass. Okay. Yeah, sorry, confused you. No, there's a third one for the whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have anything over $10 gets you in the running for a free t-shirt giveaway. And this month, last month's winner, because I was slacking, is going to be Ryan Vox. So Ryan Vox wins his first t-shirt. He's actually going through right now and picking out which one he wants. But we want to thank Ryan, as well as Dave, Brett Squared, Bridget M, Andrew H, Greg R, Heidi B, Ryan G from the Fueled by Haas podcast, Kelly from Crystal Mountain Healing, Tommy B, Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Z, Higher Than Other Words podcast, and JH. So thank you everyone who supports the Patreon. If you cannot support Patreon or buying merchandise or all that fun stuff, you can always just like and share and tell your friends, because word of mouth is definitely just as valuable and just as fun. And we really, really appreciate it. So all the housekeeping's out of the way.
Thank all of our patrons, because like I said, this is what we use to keep our streaming stuff going on, yep, and all the fun little accesses and whatnot, and upgrade the show stuff. So we sound better because of you. So thank you all.
Yeah. And the upgrades have been very, very good. We still have some stuff we're working on. We do have some, I have some pretty big dreams of what I want this show to eventually become. I want multi-camera angle. So one more thing I'll be adding to myself is, like, when you're talking, I want a camera over my shoulder facing this side, and then like bing, and then
so you'd be like camera one, camera two.
Pretty much. That's what I want to get to.
Camera two.
And I'll be doing that as well as reading a live chat and doing everything else. It's gonna be a blast.
The whole guy in the back or doing a switchboard.
Yeah.
He's like, he's smoking a cigarette. He's like, watching all the monitors.
Like, who produces your show? I'm like,
it'd be like me. The dude at Wayne's World. And like it just starts sparking, he starts hitting with a wrench.
Yeah. All right, Bob, let's read off our first beer here. So this is going to be one of two collaborations with Warwick Farm. This is going to be the Pizza Boy collaboration.
Yep, it's called Ilsner. They credit it to Warwick Farms, but as Tony just said, it is a collaboration between them and Pizza Boy. It's considered a Pilsner Other, and it comes in at 4.2% ABV. It's been checked in a total of 174 times, where it rates a 3.92. I have three friend check-ins with no highlight. It averages a 3.75 there.
All right. No write-up?
Yeah. A collab with our good friends from Pizza Boy Brewing. This crisp Pilsner uses hand-selected German Hellertau hops. Expect a clean and crisp Pilsner that highlights the Hellertau. And the flavor profile is listed as light, crisp, clean, hoppy, and crushable.
There it is.
And with that, so Billy's beer news, since he's not in today. So with the Warwick Farm collapse here, they recently opened their brand new tap room in, I believe, Jameson, PA, down near Philly over the past week or so. And from what I've been seeing in the Breweries and PA group, it's been killing it. Like, there's been seeing lines, so it's awesome for them. I believe this is their first venture to the full tap room and stuff. I could be wrong, but their beers have been killer, so it's awesome to see.
And who's that?
Warwick Farm.
Yeah.
So they really, you know, the place looks amazing from the pictures I've seen. So I can't wait to get down there and visit that.
Yeah, that's definitely on the list. Fun fact too, we found out that the guy who brews that place we had in Jim Thorpe, he has a pretty nice resume of some places he brewed. I believe Other Half is the one. Bill had heard of another one too.
Sly Fox.
Yeah. So he's been making some beers at some pretty elite places. So that's pretty cool that we have a brewery in Jim Thorpe now who has had his feet in some pretty big breweries and worked with some good people.
The crawlers that I took home with me too, instead of the one just that I brought to the show, everything I had was great there. No complaints.
Colin just left before he came to Emo Night from the Pilguru was there, and he was like, their beers are good. I love them. They're fucking fantastic. And it makes sense, because we had a cream ale. I'm like, it's weird that we're getting a cream ale. Usually that's a New York thing. And come to find out, he worked for Other Half for a while. So he brought that cream ale style down, which is always welcoming.
Other Half also opened their new tap room in Philly in the old Goose Island building. I think they had a soft open this weekend or week. I can't think it was. I don't think it was the grand opening yet. But that's going to be awesome to have in Philly now. Mm-hmm. I believe it's right by the Fillmore, too. So it's a great venue down in that area. But two new amazing breweries. Well, obviously, Other Half's not new, but now we don't got to go into Brooklyn to get them anymore. So we can go to shitty Philly. So as I wear a Flyers hat.
Yeah. Just don't go to Jersey.
Oh, God. I hate New Jersey.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, we'll be featuring a New Jersey beer sometime over the next week or so, probably next episode.
Yeah. So we have the next one cracked here. Boz and I snap a picture, and then he'll read that off. But while we're doing that, what have you guys been doing for the week?
Oh, man. So last Sunday, last week, we hit a Little Brown Barrel a few times. for we went on a hike and then hit them up, and then we went there for the Valentine's Day with two other couples. So the Steve does an amazing Valentine's Day menu every year. It's like $50 a couple, and it's like a 3-course meal.
Nice.
And oh man, the food was fantastic.
Love that place
as always. What else? I feel like we've done something else this week. Not really. Just been watching a bunch of stuff and working on some music.
Nice.
Which, if anyone has not watched Peacemaker yet, you need to go do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna do that. Okay. I'm gonna do that right after the show.
It is way better than it should be.
Really?
Like, it's probably one of the best, if not the best, superhero shows that's ever been out. Like, nice. John Cena fucking kills it, but not just John Cena. Like, the entire cast is awesome. Like, you actually give a shit. Like, the character development is great. It's funny as fuck.
James Gunn, man.
Yeah, and it's, like, the soundtrack is amazing. You're going to want to do the dance every time it comes on.
Yeah. I seen a TikTok of this guy on a bed, and he's, like, looking over the covers, like, first episode of Peacemaker. And he's, like, sitting up. And the third episode, he's doing the entire dance in front of the TV.
Dude, it's one of those, like, I can't skip the intro. You have to watch the fucking dance.
Do they change it at all?
No, but it's so fucking good. And then the last episode, not to spoil anything, there's a very hilarious interchange between Peacemaker and some people.
Oh, nice.
It lasts like 30 seconds, but it's fucking hilarious.
That's great. Yeah, I've been luckily staying away from the spoilers, but I'm excited to see what the big ending is.
But this Ilsner, we grabbed this when it came out. We've been wanting to feature it on the show. This is definitely crushable. Such a great beer between and Pizza Boy. We can never go wrong with Pizza Boy.
Yeah.
We've had, you know, feature them on the show a few times. It's such a great place. And you know, Warwick Farm and the collab with them, and we got the one with Trogues coming up here too. But can't go wrong. I mean, these are, I wish I had a case of this beer, honestly.
Yeah, this is an easy drinker. I would have all these. I would drink these all day long. Bob, so we're gonna read off our first beer from the that's gonna be in competition for beer of the night. This is gonna be Abomination.
Yeah, there's actually two of these, so I'm fairly certain I have the correct one. 12 Lives and Still Wondering from Abomination Brewing Company of North Haven, Connecticut, and this one is actually also a collaboration with Fat Orange Cat from. I thought they were in New Jersey, but this says they're in East Hampton, Connecticut.
Fat Orange Cat, that's a great one. I feel like we've had them on the show before.
So it's considered a Imperial or Double IPA. It comes in at 9.5% ABV. It's been checked in roughly 1,100 times, where it averages a 4.17. I have 8 friend check-ins, again, with no highlight, where it also averages a 4.17. Double dry hop, double IPA with Lotus, Cashmere, Citra, and Mosaic. Pretty short and to the point. The flavor profile is listed as juicy, tropical, fruity, citrusy, and funky.
So we got this one at the Branching Out Bottle Shop in like up where my dad is in New York. Because it's, I mean, you could, I've been doing more research on this because I'm like, man, we used to do Abomination all the time and now we really don't do it. But you could order this. So, the cool thing, the interesting thing about Abomination is they don't have like a location. You can't go to a spot, sit down and like get food or get Abomination beers. They're kind of like a wandering brewery. Like they kind of brew somewhere and kind of travel around and collaborate with people and make beers all over the place. There's a term, but I think like it's not politically correct anymore. No, well, man.
They used to call them gypsy brewers.
Yeah, that's the bugaboo. You can't say that no more, I guess.
But I was under the impression they had a contract with 12%.
Yep. Yeah. So they work with 12% Brewer Project, and that gets them distribution in like 36 states, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. So you can order Abomination beers from 12% Brewer Project website. For Warhorse and Abomination, all their links are below. So you can go to their websites, their Facebook, if they have a Twitter or Instagram, as well as like with the 12% Beer Project's website. 12% Beer Project, I didn't go through the whole thing, but there's a ton of breweries that are part of this project. And they all ship. They'll ship right to your house, and it's not expensive at all. It's actually really affordable, good deals. So you can get all your Abomination fixes right there from 12% Beer Project's website. Hopefully, Abomination and our boys at Pilgrim are really good buddies. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we get a Pilgrim Abomination collab that we can enjoy at Pilgrim. Yes, please let that happen. I'm speaking into existence.
This is
you're getting a photo. You're part of Bob's.
This is like sweet.
It is sweet. I like it. Like, yeah, like
sweet citrus. Like somewhere between an orange and a tangerine.
Yeah. Wow. Especially on the back end, it has like that clementine like.
That doesn't drink like I thought it would. Like I smelled it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be really like hop. There's not even a hop to it.
No, it's super super citrusy, super sweet. Dangerous nine. Was this 9.6?
9.5.
It does not drink like it. It definitely hides that ABV. This is. I feel like that's been the MO for the other Abomination beers we've had already on the show.
Yeah,
like,
they tend to go a little hard in the paint when it comes to their ABVs.
But you don't taste it, which is a problem.
Yeah, and they have honestly some of the best.
Can I mean, it's art. A good problem, I guess.
Yeah, they have they have the best can art in the game too. I'm seeing. I know they rotate between a few different artists, but there's that one that I really. I believe his name is Sam. I can't see it on the can. Usually, there's like a little. Inscription on who did the art, but I love like that's one of the things you see at you see an Abomination can on the shelf, you're like, oh, that's Abomination.
Yeah,
like their can art is fucking sick. There's tons of Abomination stickers that have made the table in the past. They're all over the place, but yeah, they're great. I actually just poured more of that because it's really.
Oh my god, I just noticed my sticker.
That's right at your seat. I think there's one on a mic stand too. One of the mic stands might have you.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, put you on the mic stand.
Well, are there? What have you been up to, Sarah? Haven't had you on in a while.
I know, yeah. So
tell us what you've been into.
Oh my god! Well, just last night I was in Neskahoning for a comedy show.
In Neskahoning,
home of Gene Snitsky.
Confessions Tavern.
Confessions.
Yeah. It's literally like a bigger Peps pub because you can smoke in there. And I love those bars. And they had condom machines in the bathroom.
Little ticklers.
They're real old though.
the Tangler ring. Like I made a joke about it last night that it looks like the adult chokey.
Yeah.
Like it was insane. But apparently in the ladies room, you only get two choices in the ladies room. The guys, you can get like a three deal. Like if you buy like all three, you get like
who trusts those condoms?
I don't know. Dude.
They've been in there since like
someone 74. Did throw one of the condoms in the tip jar.
So, there you go. Give it a shot. Yeah, let us know what you think.
Hey, but that was seriously like, you know, you kind of like are like, oh man, like I tried to be like, oh, has anyone ever been in Facebook jail? They were like, no one here has ever. And I was like, oh my god, you guys are so nice. Are you like the town of Footloose? Have you like band dancing here?
I've never been in Facebook jail.
Neither have I
yeah. Though,
but... And I like people like I've all I was like there's someone like bitching about something the one time and like they were like trolling somebody, but they like censor themselves saying like ass. And I'm like, dude, you can fucking say ass.
Yeah.
I remember one time Terrain, like I actually like he tagged me, like it was like 2 years ago he made this post and I saw it in my memories and I was gonna share it because it was so funny. And he shared, he goes, if no one sees Sarah like Cartwright perform this weekend, I'm gonna kick you. And that got flagged when I shared it because like I guess he's gonna kick people.
Yeah.
Terrain's gonna cause violence on people who don't.
I wonder like we have to just censor ourselves to the point where like if I see you in the street, you're getting tickled. Like we gotta like I'm gonna tickle your chin.
Yeah.
What means I'm gonna punch you in the face. That's it. We have to make code words up.
Yeah.
Like but
you're gonna get butterfly kissed.
Yeah. I'm gonna Eskimo kiss the shit out of you.
Can't say that anymore either.
Eskimo kiss. No. Really?
You can't Eskimo.
Isn't that like where your eyelashes?
No, you rub noses.
Oh, rub nose. Wait, what?
Wait, I don't think you can say Eskimo anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Like Eskimo Callboy, I think, is looking to change their name because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right, sorry.
Guys, this episode is it 152. That's what we made it to.
I know there's Eskimo Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not allowed to say that anymore. Either.
That's a shame. That's such a good.
I don't know if I'm actually saying this satirically now or not. If you're offended by the word Eskimo, I do apologize.
Do you think we're going to get to a point where just it's going to get to a tipping point where people are just going to like
say all the words?
It's just going to go back to like the Wild West, which is like you fucking like because when people revolt, like, oh, listen, I'm for if shitty people need to get fucking put in place. And I'm for calling people out if they're saying things maliciously or hateful. But like jokes are jokes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's hard. It's fucking tough.
Like, okay, I'm going to say this. I don't know if this is really going to get us canceled here. No, I'm going to pull another. Here's another.
She doesn't have a mute button. I can't even.
But, like, when Bob Saget died, like, I don't know, people were trying to be like.
You mean was murdered?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I know. Right? That's a whole other thing. That's the other podcast. No, but, like. Everyone was sharing, like, how terrible.
Oh,
look at these jokes. And I'm like, they're joke. Like, I've done terrible jokes.
Isn't the
whole
point of the Aristocrats to be as vulgar as possible?
Yeah.
It's like a white comedian warm-up.
And like people, and like also like act, I don't know. Like, they were like, well, look at this roast battle, or like the roast he was on, or something like that. And I go, yeah, like my friends make terrible roast jokes at me too. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not doing. It's a good joke. And he, that dirtiest joke in the world thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously he's telling a story that could obviously be fake.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that was the aristocrat thing. That was the whole, that was a whole thing with
and
that.
They called it the aristocrats.
Yeah. You get you get a bunch of comics and you're like, tell the most vulgar, offensive thing you can think of. And like everyone done it. Like,
there was, yeah, there was a whole like movie about it. Like, it's like a,
like Gilbert like Godfrey was 50 in there.
Different comedians, I think, on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I,
he turned into a giant P word and everyone said he was like attacking the girls from this fucking the fucking Full House TV show. They all came out like, you guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stop that.
Wasn't the Gilbert Godfrey's like Bob Saget raped and killed a girl in 1992 or something?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That.
And people thought like people were looking into that.
Like no, it was a joke from a roast.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
I know.
But you also, we talked about before the podcast, you have your own podcast.
I do have my own podcast.
We got to do something again soon.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about, and you know what?
Which we will link for you guys to go check out.
Oh, yeah.
If you put it, oh, we're on a live stream. I can't be like, it's going to be right here.
Yeah. I have to add the links in. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, a feature like this, movie review podcast. I just reviewed my next movie last Friday night. Yes. I was going to say last night, but the days.
Are you still doing guests or do you solo reviews?
I am doing
reviews?
Guests. Yeah. I had Tyler Weger on. He's a fellow comedian from the Lancaster area.
Nice.
Super movie buff also. So it was so much fun to do.
We just talk about
Skyfall.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so excited for that one to come out.
Nice.
Thing. Yeah. I was going to say when I'm done here, I'm going to go home and start editing it. So let's get a good buzz going right now.
What? Skyfall, thumbs up or down for you?
Oh, thumbs up all the way, dude.
How about, did you see No Time to Die yet?
I haven't. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of people say. There's a reason why Skyfall is the best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Casino Royale is still my favorite of the Craigs, but Skyfall is very close to it.
Yes.
Yeah. We did The Breakfast Club.
That was so much fun, dude.
And I think Heidi was on. Heidi was on before I was.
Yeah.
And she did
The Haunt. Yeah.
Which is like become like one of her favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah. We actually.
It is good.
We have like direct contact with one of the people from that movie.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Nikolai has met him a bunch of times at cons and we're in talks of doing like a, like him coming on Not Cool in High School.
Nice.
His name's Damien.
Oh my God.
He was in Haunt and he was in the newer version of The Strangers. He's one of the people under the mask and Strangers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think he was in the new Wrong Turn as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to throw another Cronin out there, but I was just in a movie.
Another one?
That's going to be coming out in the summertime.
Which one's this?
72.
Oh, you're in 72?
Yeah. My, I don't want to spoil too much, but my character. So like when I was reading the script, I was like, my character constantly plays with a knife. So I'm like, I'm just going to get really good at a butterfly knife. And I did. Yeah. I got some skill. I'll throw a bonus trick for the Patreon.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice. What do you think of it so far?
Oh my God. Well, it was so much fun. Like obviously like everyone admitted that we're like, oh, first movie was the speed bumps. Like, you know, we had to get over like, you know, but we learned everyone had their set. Everyone had like their, like everyone did so well on this movie. So I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. I mean, the first one was rough, but I at the end of the day I was like, you fucking did it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like I don't give a fuck, like people are like, oh, what a waste of time, they're fucking, I didn't like the movie, or it was good, it was bad, but like you're sitting on your couch talking about living your dream and they went out and did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it's like when people like criticize Super Bowl players and it's like they're sitting on the couch like with a chip, like,
but God, I would have made that pass. I would have fucking caught that ball. Yeah. It's trash.
I can throw football over these mountains.
Yeah. So it's just fucking weird. But where can people find a feature like this?
Guys, it's on like major podcast platforms. It's on your Apples, it's on your Googles, it's on your Spotify.
Joogle it.
Yeah. And all that good stuff. I think I'm doing like monthly reviews right now.
Nice. Until, like, one month.
Yeah, once a month and everything.
Well, if you do No Time to Die, I have lots of things to say.
Oh my God. Okay.
if you need a guest,
I'm putting you on. All
right. And if you want to join a network, I may know one.
All right.
So while here we're cracking open the Wandering Into the Fog, what we got there, Bob? And I absolutely love this can because The Fog is one of my favorite Carpenter movies.
I believe also this is a this might be the OG version, but there has been tons of different versions of this beer with different hops and like hop characters.
Based on the label, I'm assuming that this is the Galaxy version. If you guys want to take a look at the can and double check me.
This is actually the Ghost Pirate version.
Ghost Pirate.
No, I think there's just, if you just like wandering into the fog, there's no hop. Like it's just.
It just says double dry hop.
Yeah.
Double India Pale Ale.
All right, let me back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it comes with Nelson, it comes with Idaho. It's like they do this with a different hop every time. So I'm guessing this is just the normal version of this beer.
All right. So wandering into the fog from the Abomination Brewing Company of North Haven, Connecticut. This is also considered an Imperial or double IPA. This one comes in at 8.6% ABV.
Man, we're hitting those heavy hitters all day today.
It's been checked in just under 6,000 times. It averages a 4.16. I have 16 friend check-ins where it averages a 4.21. And I actually had this once before myself. Brewed with a heavy wheat and oat malt bill, hopped and double dry hopped aggressively with 7 pounds per barrel of Mosaic, Pacific Jade, Citra, Summit, and Enigma hops. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, soft, mouthfeel, dry hop, and strong. I didn't know dry hop was a flavor.
Bill's hanging out with us from work. His most recent one says, "Oh God, I thought you were reviewing months. I thought you were reviewing months." And like, hey, this is about the month of February and not the movie A Month.
February stinks. Done. Yeah. It's cold. It's short, but it feels forever. Yeah, so like I said, The Fog's one of my favorite John Carpenter movies. I love the can on this one.
Good.
If you haven't seen The Fog, go see it. It's about ghost pirates. It's great.
This is fucking excellent.
This one, I like this one better than the 12 Lives. The 12 Lives? 12
yeah.
Lives?
This is really like that, the oats, I guess. So I guess I'm learning more from Bob because he knows more about this. Well, all of you know more about this than I do, but the oats, I guess, gives it that cloudy, that amount,
the creamy, that kind creamy, of pillowy mouthfeel.
Yeah.
The wheat contributes to it too, but yeah, most of that's from the oats.
Dude, I've been obsessed with that wheat beer at Pilgrim, the apple wheat.
Oh, is that good?
Bryce's, right?
I was there for their open mic and I was thinking about it, but I went for the sours because they make good sours.
They make good everything, but that fucking apple wheat is, I drank like four of them yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're so fucking good.
I've been so busy. Like, I was there for their first open mic, and they had a Halloween 1977.
That was good, too.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good.
That was pretty, yeah, that was the, what, the pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Cream, or
it was probably, like, IPA. One of my favorite, like, seasonal, yeah. Like, that, you know, like, of the fall time. Like,
yeah, I don't love pumpkin stuff, and that was pretty good. It was very hint. It was light. It wasn't, like, overpowering punches.
It was very
face.
Creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one they just put on yesterday. This is like the Pilgrim podcast, but I'm for it. We're there all the time,
dude. I love it there.
If you ever want to hang out with us, that's probably the greatest place to find us. But they just put on tap the chocolate covered cherries. So it's I
had that.
I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's a stout because it's chocolate cherries. And I just stopped reading and I didn't keep reading the board that said sour. And I like, can I just get a taster of it? And she brought it over. I was like, oh, this isn't a stout. And I took a sip and I'm like, I've never had a sour that was that chocolatey forward. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Super good.
Yeah.
So, Bob, well, you got some road trip from Rosa with this week, and Bob's brought some Hudson Valley, New York Copper Sea Green Malt Whiskey for us to try today. So, this is some fancy.
Ooh. So, well, do you want me to do the road trip, or do you want me to...
Let's talk about the whiskey first.
Tell us about the whiskey first, and then we'll go right into road tripping.
So, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. I picked this up while we were on vacation in upstate New York. The town this made in is just outside of Poughkeepsie, the Copper Sea Distillery. And I'd never heard of green malt before. And I was just fascinated by the whole thing. So
tell me about that.
The place that makes this, they're a farm to bottle distillery. The distillery is based on a 70-acre farm. They grow their own grains. They have their own malt house. They don't outsource anything. They do it all themselves.
That's awesome.
Wow. All the fermenters are open-air fermenters, like if you were at a Lambic brewery in Belgium.
Okay.
It
smells fantastic.
So what they do is, the green malting is basically what they do is when the grain begins to sprout and it's at the point where they would normally throw it in the kiln and bake it, they leave it green, they put it in a grinder and chop it up and throw it in the mash.
So does that kind of give like that? There's like a grassiness to when you smell it.
And that's let me pull this back.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, it's something.
That was gonna be my guess with green malt. Like, is it when it started to sprout or something that, you know?
Well, that's
like
that's how all malt starts. Normally, when you would do the process, normally when it starts to sprout, and there's a whole process behind how they determine how far along it is, and they stop the process. But then they throw it into the kiln and they bake it.
Yeah,
and that caramelizes all the sugars.
Okay.
So the caramelization doesn't happen with this. Instead, they put all the sprouts in a grinder and then just throw it into the liquid.
Yeah, because like I said, there's like a grassy or like an earthiness to like the smell of it, but it's sweet.
So I have their website up, and I'm just going to read this right from Copper Sea's website on this. And if anyone's interested in looking for this, the proper name is Big Angus Green Malt Whiskey. When you taste it, they say you should taste fresh hay, nori, cucumbers, figs, lemongrass, caramel, vanilla, and nutmeg. And I got a little bit of education myself today. I'm not a sushi person, so I had no idea what nori was. So for anyone else who's not a sushi person, nori is a kind of seaweed that they dry out, and its most common use is a wrapper for sushi.
Oh, okay.
I was getting like almost like a green tea almost. That might be with the
Earthiness.
They recommend the best way to drink it is just like we're doing now, undiluted, straight. Enjoy it neat.
What's the proof of this one?
96 proof, 48% ABV.
Yeah,
nice.
And again, it's a 100% green unkilled malt barley for the mash bill.
For being almost 100 proof, though, it doesn't have like a huge burn to it.
You know? Yeah,
it's very smooth.
Can I see that?
Yeah. Then the write-up for it goes, Big Angus Green Malt honors our founding master distiller, Angus MacDonald. We make this unique spirit from 100% unkilled sprouting green barley malt fresh off our malt floor. This style of whiskey making evolved in the days when Scotsmen could be killed for illegal distilling and the need to avoid the malt drying peat smoke that alerted the Crown's tax authorities was absolute. So it started out as an underground thing.
Nice.
We floor malt the barley in our own malt house in the traditional manner, hand raking daily to ensure proper aeration in the sprouting grain. Then at the moment we would normally kiln dry the malt to preserve it for later use as necessary, we mash directly with that green germinating malt. As with all Copper Sea spirits, the 100% green malted barley is fermented in open top fermenters and distilled twice in direct fired alembic stills, imparting a richer flavor, and then barreled at a low proof of 105. Mm.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
I'm gonna say this right now. This is the most perfect spring feeling kind of. I don't know.
I
may be kicking me now.
I can get that. No, because it has springy that like feel, right? That, like it's like light, but like in almost 100 proof. Like the burn's not super there. And it's like a sweetness, but like an earthiness to it as well. I really like it.
I'm declaring this the Easter drink.
I'm in. Yeah, because I like normally like I love scotches in the winter and then I love bourbons in the summer, but this is your right.
What does a bottle go for that?
It's on the pricey side.
It is. I will say this, that bottle is gorgeous. Like it the label, cute. Like it looks classy.
It actually it reminds me of like Victoria era advertising. I would love that on a shirt.
It looks like something I found in someone's house, like in the basement that was there when.
Yeah, if you dusted that up and told me it was 800 years old, I'd believe you.
Yeah.
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 That is good. Yeah.
Beautiful bottle
for springtime.
I'm really liking this this spirits selection that we started with you, Bob.
Yeah,
like that rum last week from Insurrection was fantastic. Ooh. It was like
I was telling sugar. Pilgrim about it, and they're like, we can't use it if it's not from PA. I'm like, it is. I just don't know where in PA they're from.
Lehighton.
There it is.
But like I said on the show, before the Caribbean rum became a thing, and it became about spicing it and making it fruity and sweet. Mm-hmm. That's how rum was back in the day when you're talking about Blackbeard and pirates, and that's what they were drinking.
Ghost pirates.
Yeah.
You think the ghost pirates from the fog drank that kind of rum?
Absolutely.
Off the coast of California.
We want to thank the people who hit that share button on Facebook. So Kelly, thank you. Rosa, Oliver, and someone who was on the Bangin' Beers podcast page hit like on it. But we'll take it. It likes a like, you know. So if you are hanging out with us, definitely type in the chat. Tell us what you're drinking on Sunday. No more Super Bowl. No, Super Bowl is now over. Football is now over. So we have no competition. So there's no excuse for you guys to hang out with us
exactly
and drink whiskey at 12 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Like church is over.
Yes. It's the perfect time to start drinking.
We already know you got like a head start going to church with the booze, right?
Last week when you started to talk about the road trip and your dad's like, you mean 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. But yeah, so the Super Bowl happened. The Bengals did not win it, but I'm cool with the Rams. I was fine with either team winning. Very good game. No, didn't even watch it.
I watched some of it. I don't remember it. Not because I was drunk. We were just weren't paying attention.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. Commercials were pretty dope. We got some cool new movies coming out. So we've seen some new Doctor Strange stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen new Lord of the Rings stuff is coming.
So I have things to say about the Lord of the Rings. And I'm not going to go where people think they're going, but when they about the casting. But so they posted a picture of some of the cast in their costumes and all that stuff. My biggest problem is the dwarf queen. She doesn't have a beard.
She's supposed to have a beard?
Fucking dwarf women have beards, man.
I didn't know that.
Gimli makes a joke about it.
Sounds like the voice of experience.
Yeah.
Do you think they did not give them beards to sexualize them?
Well, I don't know, but like seriously, like why can't she have a beard? Like, and the one elf doesn't have long hair. Elves are supposed to have long hair.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
So that's my gripes.
We're canceling that movie already.
I don't know. Hubie from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer did not.
That's the wrong kind of elf. We're talking Tolkien elves, the real elves.
Halftime show was.
Now that was awesome.
Oh, that was, yes.
Where do you lie in this one, Bob?
I actually did not watch the game or the halftime show.
So the halftime show was kind of
already. I would have hated it because I am not a fan of rap
or
hip hop. So yeah, I would not have liked the show had I watched.
So you're in a very different category. What I would put most people though, some people just are not a fan of rap, right? But some people just dislike people of color's culture. And they incorporate that also with rap. And then they have an underlined meaning where they say, I don't like that stuff.
So absolutely not. I mean, and like, I know you're not that person. Yeah. You know, because like all the classic blues stuff, that's mm-hmm. all.
Absolutely.
I can listen to Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf all day long. I got no problem with the color of anybody's skin.
That's why I said you're in a different category. I said you're in a different category than those people.
Like, oh, this is like. That's the rap I like. Like, I hate new rap. Like, not like late 80s to like late 90s. That's the rap I like. Like,
so a lot of people were saying, like, well, I don't like rap.
Like, Snoop's a goddamn treasure.
Like, I don't like rap, but I also don't like these thugs. It's like, okay, now you're crossing a territory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, and some people said it was an anti-cop halftime show. And I was like, did you ever hear their stories of what they went through, like being stopped illegally and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just, if you don't understand people's culture, just like, hey, is this not for me? And that's fine to move on. But like, people are going a little hard in the paint. But I was like, just say what you mean. Like, you know, Daddy Trump's got your back. Just say what you mean. You know, just say what you mean.
I don't know what if you guys can agree, but I feel like the halftime show had a very cool rock and roll like mix into it.
They had a full band.
During Eminem's song, mm-hmm. he had like, you know, like,
obviously. I think my only gripe is Eminem definitely was not singing live.
I thought he was.
No. Everyone else, I'm pretty sure was, but M was not.
I would have probably picked two other different people besides Mary J. and Kendrick. I love Kendrick. I love Mary J. But I probably would have went a different direction with Snoop Dogg, M, 50 Cent, and Dre. I would have probably went somewhere different. But I understand why Kendrick was there, and I understand why they're both there. They're both super talented. It felt the only thing I felt too short. I felt like it was over before.
It did feel like it was over already.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It was cool to see that. Our genre of music kind of being put
I like the memes of it. It's like this is a specific age group this is hitting now, because like all like the like boomers were like mad about it, and then all like the zillennials were like, who's Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. So, like, if you look back, like Bruno Mars, he's a younger generation. You had The Weeknd, younger generation. Like, we can still appreciate it because but that's technically not in our lane. Katy Perry, close, like a little close, because she started kind of like when we were just leaving high school. I feel like I Kissed a Girl was like late 2005-6 maybe.
I remember in high school
I'm probably way wrong.
One of my friends went to go see Warped Tour, where she was in, and they like got a pitch with her, and I was like, who's that? And they're like, the girl who sings. I can't believe, like, you know what I mean? Like,
she was on Warped Tour before she blew up.
It's so
she was dating Travi from Gym Class Heroes. Yeah. But yeah, and then the people like, yeah, listen, you've had the Who, you've had, there's different genres and different generations that can be showcased here. A lot of people say, we want country now. I think if you put country in the halftime show, that's where I would be like, I'm turning this off. I'm not listening.
I want, like, as always talked about, I want fucking Metallica on the halftime show.
I don't think they can get Metallica, like, what, because Metallica is very stage forward and they want cool things. And I just don't think they'd be able to set up a stage for them and get it done in like 15 minutes.
100% be able to do it.
You think so? I mean, I'm for it. I'd love it.
Like, it would be so cool to have Metallica on. Mm-hmm. One of the coolest things I've seen, like, obviously Metallica is a shell of its former self.
The Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters and Metallica halftime show. Book it, MFL.
Book it.
But the Grammys a few years ago, Metallica did their Hardwired to Self-Destruct. They played at the Grammys and Lady Gaga sang it with them. It was fucking awesome.
Didn't
Miley
Cyrus do a Metallica thing with her, with them?
She did Nothing Else Matters on there with Elton John.
Okay.
On their, there's a Metallica like tribute to the Black album that has like 100 different artists on it. There's like 30 different, like Ghost is on it.
Ghost?
Yeah. That's where that Enter Sandman came from.
Oh, fuck.
Ghost is on it. St. Vincent. There's like some rappers and stuff doing like their own iterations of different songs from the Black album. There's like some world music, like the Miley Cyrus Nothing Else Matters with Miley Cyrus, Elton John, and fucking Yo-Yo Ma. Like, wow. The cellist, like, come on, it's ridiculous, but it's really cool. But yeah, I think Metallica needs to move Metallica.
I agree. Let's get Metallica at the halftime show.
Dude, Metallica with Snoop would be fucking awesome. With Snoop Dogg. I would totally watch that.
And then the people are upset because Snoop Dogg gets caught on camera smoking weed.
Like, you know, and like, weren't Snoop they in California anyways? And like, it, why, you know, is that, why, like, was that even an issue?
It's Snoop.
Yeah. It's like, wait, Cheech and Chong really smoke weed? Cancel. Stop it.
You mean when he said smoke weed every day?
He actually did it?
What?
I thought they were just joking.
Bob, thank you for the whiskey.
Oh my God, so good.
Tell, where are you road tripping Rosa this week? While I crack open this next one.
This week's road trip was yesterday.
Show beer.
It started. We started. Everything was in the Lehigh Valley. We started the day. There's a new brewery in McCungee. I guess technically it's in East Texas, called Rising River. I found out that even though the tap room was not ready, they had a big heated tent set up on site. So we swung by there first, and unfortunately, due to yesterday's crazy weather, they had to close the tent.
Oh, no.
But yeah, when we got there, it was snowing sideways.
That was nutty yesterday.
There was like 50 mile an hour winds.
Where the hell did this come from?
The bottom of the tent kept flat. So we're going to try and go back there again in the near future. Anyone who lives down that way, or anyone who's heard about the brewery and didn't know they were open, they do use the tent as a tap room when the weather's not all crazy.
Nice.
When we left there, we went to Shangy's. My lowest Shangy's bill ever, $120. I sent a picture of my take home.
Yeah, you sent the haul. That looked nice, Bob.
When we left there, we went to the Tavern on Liberty. I had a couple beers there. There is now officially a Bang & Beers podcast sticker in place at Tavern on Liberty.
Yeah, so if you have stickers, or if you want stickers, or if you order a set of stickers or anything, and you go somewhere and slap our sticker, take a picture of it. I mean, unless you, like, obviously get permission first of the establishment. Don't just go ruining stuff.
Or don't punk rock.
Yeah.
You know what's a great place to leave stickers? Restaurant menus.
But yeah, so if you do send us those photos, we will tag, you know, hey, check us out here. Like, we're trying to do a cool thing, like find us in the wild. So every time we get one, we've been putting them on.
Nice. Yeah. You have a hashtag for it?
No, I should probably make a hashtag.
Hashtag, huh? Find us in the wild.
Or just like banging beers.
I love it.
A wild banging beers appears.
Yeah.
Yes.
A wild BPP. Yep. A BBP.
That's like a
porn. That sounds like a porn category.
We should probably, though, with BBP, we should probably do like a fucking Diamond Dallas Page ripoff somewhere.
Ooh.
We can do a collab with
like a beer yoga.
We could do a crossover with Tornado Tag and BBP.
Yeah.
But it's like I have the diamond cutter like around a beer can.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're so
when we finished at the Tavern on Liberty, we went a couple blocks down the street.
Bill nailed it. I'm sorry, Bob. Hashtag banging in the wild. That's it. That's it. That's
Billy got it.
Nailed it, Bill. Fucking that's
it.
The new hashtag. Sorry, Bob.
That was worth it.
We would keep cutting Bob off. I'm sorry, Bob.
So when we left there, we went a couple blocks down the street to Stooges. We left Stooges. We went to a bar called Nikita's. And It ended up being like a Dominican dive bar. And everybody, it's funny because everybody got spooked when I came. Apparently, like, gringo cop.
Policia. Oh, agua, agua, agua.
Rosa won the crowd over. And then once everybody realized that I really wasn't a cop, I had a really fun time there.
Nice.
We left there, and we were going to go to 99 Bottles for lunch. And I didn't realize that they never reopened when they shut down for the pandemic. It's a gastro pub slash bar that is actually in the PPL Center. So we ended up walking like half a block down the street. We had dinner at Bell Hall.
Nice.
Decent beer selection there, and I actually had a beer from the Rising River Brewery.
Oh, nice.
So
the weather be damned.
One of my favorite things too is I had a Reuben there. I would put that in my top 10 on the Reuben list. If you're a fan of Reubens, Bell Hall is worth the time. Several of my beer friends kicked in and said they have fabulous hamburgers there. When we finished at Bell Hall, we walked half a block down the street and we went to the Phantoms game. So it was the Lehigh Valley Phantoms against the Utica Comets. Somebody I know has season tickets, the first row right behind the home net. He wasn't able to go and offer the tickets to me.
Yeah, dude, that was fucking...
That was Rosa's first hockey game. She loved it all.
You have a good time
right there. Yeah.
How many fights were there?
No real knockdown. There's some rumbles behind the net there, but she had a fantastic time. So now she's a hockey fan.
Love it. We should go to a Royals or a Hershey Bears game.
Royals. I want to really want to go April 8th to the Royals because it's Star Wars night. So we can set that up. Bang and beers all right, outing.
Cool. Yeah. Did you already get tickets?
No, not yet.
Order them and let me know how much they are. Right. If you say order me one, I'll just give you the cash.
We can do a bang and beers outing, but my favorite, I love minor league hockey because, like, there's so many games that, like, you know, there's fucking beef.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we went to the Hershey Bears and
Scranton Penguins.
No, it was Hershey Bears and someone from New York, I think. I can't remember what farm. I think they were a Rangers.
I love I'm the Hershey Bears fan. But if, like, I had to pick a team, them and the Reading. I know they're two different, but I like the Reading Royals too.
But as soon as the puck dropped on the first faceoff, it was a knockdown dragout brawl.
Love it.
It was so good.
Bill Bob, says says in the chat, just reach over and hit their mute switches, Bob. Jen hanging out once in the chat. Jen says, hey. Jen, congrats, we missed the shit out of you. And yeah, congratulations, Jen. Just had their new baby. So soon she can have a couple beers and the seat is open for Jen to come back and hang out with us at any time.
What the beer selection look like at Phantoms now?
Actually, Brew Daddy had its own dedicated stand there. So I did not go to the regular outside beers. Every beer I had was from Brew Daddy.
Nice.
We'd love to hear it. We'd love to get back
out of there sometime. Yeah, I'm going to a Reading Royals game today after this. So,
whoa, nice.
The Newfoundland Growlers. So I don't know who they are.
Yeah, for anyone else who isn't familiar with that, Brew Daddy is basically right across the street from the PPL Center too.
Yeah.
Dude, I cannot. I think we talked about this when we talked about, I think you were telling us about the Phantom show on, we talked about this last week that you were going to a Phantoms game, but I cannot believe how much downtown Allentown has changed in the past like 10 years. It went from like, I might get stabbed by a bum in the Croc Rock parking lot to like,
it's beautiful
breweries and restaurants. And yeah. Oh my God. It's so crazy.
I remember, like it's funny because like when, you know, and I started doing comedy, like driving down there, I'd be like, oh, better clench my purse a little tighter. And then now I'm kind of like, wow, look at all this nice off street parking.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Has anyone driven down from like Harrisburg to like from 81 to 83 yet?
No.
Redid that whole road, dude. It's so nice now.
Oh, good, because that was
another one too. I hated it so much, dude. It's so I love
that transition
going down
was so terrible.
Yeah. I hate, but it's so great now.
Yeah. Nice. We're gonna go on 80. Like, Rich's brother lives in Enola now, so we end up going all the way just 81 the whole way. But the 81 to 83 exchange was always so terrible.
Also, if you guys are interested and you're looking for something to do tonight at 6 o'clock, if you head over to the High Tension, our HTW network on YouTube, there is a Moran and Friends, the movie. It is a wrestling movie that was produced. I actually helped film a lot of it, as well as I'm part of the commentary team. So it's like a skit, and then the skit turns into a match. And then after the match, another skit. So it's kind of like the best way I describe it is kind of like, it's like, yeah, it's like a wrestling movie, but in between the matches, a skit sets up the next one. And then there's like an overlaying story in between some of them or there's like a little thing that goes throughout. There's a lot of cool references of like what you would experience if you were behind the scenes at a wrestling show and some of the crazy stuff that legit happens. And there's a little bit of a Easter egg. So you get a little peek behind the curtain there. But yeah, I'm very, very proud of it. I'm happy I was part of it. And if you guys want to check that out, it's completely free. It's on YouTube. It's going to be under the High Tension or HTW Network on YouTube. And that's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then if you want to head over to Tornado Tag Podcast on Twitter, we're going to be doing like a live tweeting during the show.
Nice. You're going to share it to the page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. I'll share it all out.
Check it out on the page, guys.
The Newfoundland Growlers are the minor league for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I'm going to go see the Flyers versus the Maple Leafs today.
All right, let's read off this next Warwick Farm collaboration.
All right, Foraging for Clouds. This is a collaboration between Warwick Farm Brewing of Jamison, Pennsylvania, and Trogues Independent Brewing of Hershey, PA. It's considered a triple New England IPA. This comes in at a 10.2% ABV and 30 IBUs. It's been checked in 744 times, where it averages a 4.29. I've had it once before myself, and I have 3 friend check-ins where it averages a 4.37. And even though it's not the highlight, I thought Bill's write-up was really good. I'm going to read Bill's write-up on this. ABV is invisible. Smooth, pillowy mouthfeel. It's like I'm drinking a cloud that somehow has various citrus things crammed in it.
Realistically, if I ever learn how to build a legit website where we can have like a blog spot, Bill's fucking talented.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really good writer.
Away and, with words.
And the legitimate write-up is a collab with our good friends at Trogues Independent Brewery. Foraging for Clouds is a triple IPA heavily hopped with Citra, Simcoe, Brew One, and Azaka. Expect flavors and aromas that include mango, passion fruit, citrus, and pineapple. Oats were added to the mash for an increased mouthfeel, and the flavor profile is listed as tropical, hoppy, pineapple, citrus, and thick.
Thick.
Did I log this one?
Thick. That boy's thick.
Did I log this one? So I had this at the brewery when it came out. I didn't, and then it was fantastic. Like, it's a great. This is a triple IPA?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's a heavy boy. This is what
I got a new friend on a
10%?
Tap.
10%, my gosh, guys.
That's why I've been really lightening my pores today.
Yeah, this is another one where the ABV,
yeah, invisible.
Bill said it's invisible. Holy you shit, would never dude. Know.
That's where the craft beer gets so dangerous, because it's like, oh man, and I, like I said, I love so many times when people like that are maybe are not as in tune to craft beer or like their normal is like Miller Lite, but they start to like venture. But they're like, yeah, man, I had like 3 of these. And I'm like, wait, what did you have? Like, yeah. Oh, good luck, buddy.
The joke of, oh my God, he only had 1 beer.
Yeah, like, it's like, well, that like, beer makes was sense 10%. Now. Yeah. That's because that's what I hate so much when I see online, like, well, you'll see like on like Facebook if something posts like, oh, American beer sucks, blah, it's so weak, it's piss water. It's like, have you been here in like 15 years?
Yeah.
Have you tried local?
Have you tried
some of the 650 breweries in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, have you like, you know, realize that, you know, Budweiser's not what we drink. But I was like, oh, enjoy your fucking Pilsners, Germany. And you're 4.2%.
And you know what?
I love German Pilsners, but you know what I mean.
At my other job, I work at a truck stop and we sell beer and everything. And I tried doing something a little different than what like other sheets and you know all these big names.
If any variety packs come in, let us know.
Literally, yeah. I walk through the brewery actually, or like the distributor where we order from, and I'm like, yeah, give me this. And I have a lot of craft in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have said that they're like, oh, I can't get like Flying Dog. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, I can't get Flying Dog at like Sheets or anything or like whatever. So
your place is usually where I stop when my in-laws are driving us to Harrisburg and I get a road soda.
But yeah, like I'm trying to like, and like,
I'm not driving. I'm in the backseat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like limo service.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, well,
it's like, weird that like, you can't have like a beer in the backseat of a car, but if you're in a limo, you can have a beer in the back of a limo.
Chauffeur license, I guess. Right? Just someone get a chauffeur license. That's all it is.
Heidi, we need a limo.
But yeah, oh my God, what was I going to say? These beers.
Oh, there you go. Bill said thick like Mary J. Blige during the halftime show.
Hell yeah.
I feel you on that, Bill. All right. So
dude, she looked fantastic.
She did. She looked great.
All right. So this is Foraging for Clouds. I did have this before, and the first time I took a sip of it was on another podcast, and I wasn't expecting the initial punch in the mouth I got from this beer. And then I was like, I don't know how I feel about it. And then I just kept drinking. I'm like, this is fantastic. It's another good beer.
But yeah, I mean, the Warwick Farm, like I said, we wanted to get the two Warwicks together, the Pizza Boy and the Trogues, like obviously our, you know, local favorite Trogues.
And it worked out great because we were like, oh, fuck, we're trying to get it in, but we have all these beers that we're trying to get rid of and clearing out the fridge so we can get back on like a different schedule. Because we like got to a point where we're hoarding beers like in the past. And I was like, shit, we're at a point where this is getting rough. And they're like, oh, this new variety pack's out. We're like, well, we have to shift more beers back again and get the new one in.
Yeah.
So now we're like even keel again. So we're like, the fridge is cleared. We have one episode next week already ready to go.
Are we going to do the ones I brought next?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll talk about that then.
Yeah. You still have a lineup too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could bring stuff in from home, but I think half the stuff in the fridge is stuff I brought in too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
However you want to do that.
Yeah. He just brought a bunch of Icarus for next week.
I'll do the Icarus and take two out of the fridge for show beer.
Yeah. Cool. Let's do that. That works.
And then we have bottles too. We could start tapping into a little bit and get rid of those.
We got some stuff coming up, and then once we get through that, we're gonna finally brew our beer.
Yeah, we're gonna make our own
it's
beer.
It's gonna happen.
I still gotta do. Remember the Blake's Hard Cider? I don't know. Is this like, is this a cider friendly?
Yeah, area? We do ciders.
Yeah. Oh my god,
no problem with ciders.
Shit ton.
Plus they, Blue Toad.
They have the. Oh yeah, if you get Blue Toad, that'd be great. Yeah, we could do ciders, but do they have like Blake's variety packs?
Oh my god, there's so many different versions of Blake's.
Okay.
And like the thing is, I've gotten every single one. But I'm the only one that drinks beer in my house, and they're like 6%. So
yeah,
like you have one and you're like, my ass is getting kicked.
I remember I had one on the show, and I gave one to Amber. She's like, I want more of this, and I got like two more six packs of it, and she really enjoyed it. But speaking of Amber, Eddie Collins is a girl. She's a fantastic tattoo artist, and also she's in the contest for a to be the cover girl of Inked magazine. So we've been sharing out on our page too. It's completely free, unfortunately, for now. And then when she gets in, like if she makes it to the final round, then it like you have the only way you can't do free votes anymore.
Oh,
it comes
okay.
Because I think the contest is to get on the cover and you can win $25,000. But also,
is that where they get the $25,000 from?
They say the money goes to a like charity for like music, like the arts. I'm not sure. But yeah, if like it's like a dollar, $10, $5 thing. If our community can help a local person out who has done a lot for the show and supported us, and
yeah,
and she's been the forefront of the sponsorship of Adabadam Tattoo Studios. So if you guys see her post, trying to just keep her, give her a free vote every now and then and help her out and keep her in that first place spot, because she's been, I think, first place the entire time. And between our friendship, our friends, and everyone supporting her locally, and then hopefully you guys listening help her out, it would be really cool.
Yeah, honestly, I voted pretty much as I can. Like every time it pops up, I'm like, oh, quick vote. Guys, it's super quick.
Yeah.
One quick tap. Yep. And it's like one of the easiest votes.
And then you can see really awesome pictures of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, if you're also into voting, I for the Reader's Choice Awards 2022, I put Lager Labs Comedy Open Mic.
I like
for
it.
The right. Entertainment event. Yeah.
Go. That's cool.
So you can vote. I'm up against the Kabasi Festival. So I don't know how well I could do.
Rip.
Oh no. Oh no.
We'll vote for you though.
I think you're in trouble, Sarah. There may be something else coming to that, like a Reader's Choice thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's officially going to happen, but someone, I made a post and I said, yeah, they used to do like podcast, and they got rid of it like the year I started, our year, like,
really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, man, I'd be kind of cool to like kind of have that badge. Like, and it's good promotion because people are like, oh, what's a podcast? What is this? Interviews Everyday People, like the IWP network, and they can go search it. And I was like, well, that'd be kind of cool to put that out there. And then kind of have a little friendly competition amongst the rest of our podcast, like, yeah, Banging Beers versus Truth Behind Illusion versus Not Cool, because technically they're all but different podcasts.
That's true.
Because we definitely treat them like that. But yeah, so they don't do that. And some local podcasts put their podcast in the running with like local bands. And I was like, I don't know if you belong there, but more power to you.
Yeah. At least you're trying, right? You got through, right?
Yeah. But there is another local news source that heard my call, and I said, man, we have a lot of good content creators and like streamers and people who make content in our area and podcasters and all that stuff, and we kind of get pushed
off
behind
the side. Yeah.
And it's like I feel like a lot of these content creators are getting more views and interaction than some local radio and some local newspapers, and I think we should be talked about. I think more people should find out about people who are doing content creating in our area. So they heard those calls, and I think they're going to make their own choice, like choice awards. And
it's a new wave of entertainment.
And it's not like, you know what I mean? Pay us money to get your block bigger so you get more votes. So, and it's going to be more just like legit people voting for legit things they like. And I think that'd be cool. So keep an eye on that. I don't want to say who's going to do it, but I'm very excited, we'll say, because I think they're good people and I think they deserve more love in the area for what they do as a news source.
So, with that, we have our next beer is the Double Dan Mosaic from Warhorse.
You fucking went with Double Dan. You're going to end with the stout?
That's not a stout.
This isn't?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there was another one sitting.
Bastard. Sorry. But, Bob, I don't think you should read that description because it's very little. So I think you should read what's on the can.
Now, you actually talked about Lieutenant Dan on the podcast before.
So yeah, give the real us a Lieutenant
quick,
Dan.
Give us a quick description on Lieutenant Dan again.
So, the real Lieutenant Dan was Dan Inoue, who was a Hawaiian of Japanese descent. He served in the European theater in the United States Army in World War II. He was a highly decorated veteran. He actually lost the use. Actually, I believe they had to amputate his arm due to his combat injuries. He was a senator from Hawaii, and that's how he ended his days as a member of the Senate. To give you an idea of what kind of individual he was, when they were fighting the Third Reich in Germany, he led an assault on a machine gun post. And
you said his I mean, I'm not trying to bring up his nationality, but he was fighting. He was Japanese American, yes. And he went to World War II and fought against Japan and
Germany. They didn't Germany, let them Japan, fight against Japan.
Yeah.
As he was leading the group and he was tossing grenades at the machine gun bunker, he got hit and he went down and he got back up while he was shot, and he got shot again, and he got shot in the arm that was holding the hand grenade. So he literally had to hold his own intestines in, pry the hand grenade out, the live hand grenade out of the hand that he couldn't use anymore, and throw it at the machine gun nest with this bad arm. And
badass.
That's damn fucking hardcore, and people can't make it to work when it's raining.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. I feel attacked.
Yeah, oh, is that what your MO is?
No.
So, but yeah, that's insane.
Well, you know what? When I'm drinking this, I kind of feel that energy. Yeah. You know, I feel like I could do that.
So Warhorse Brewing Company is out of the Finger Lakes, and they also have a winery attached to their brewery. So they make wine and beer. They're in the Finger Lakes. I mean, if you are a wine drinker, the Finger Lakes is like the go-to spot. Like, you literally drive. You can do a road trip with Rosa and you'll hit 100 wineries, and the brewery scene is starting to grow there as well. And Warhorse is definitely one of the high spots of our trip when we went up there. It's a, like I said, a huge winery. Then they have, I think, a distillery, and then they also do like the beer, and the beer's all World War II themed, and they do a lot of cool things. The grandfather of the people who own this brewery was from Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they have a Hazleton Hero beer.
They relocated from Hazleton to the Finger Lakes, like when he was like before they were probably even born, because they didn't even really know what Hazleton really was.
Yeah,
and he moved up there and started a family after the war, and then he would always talk about this beer he would drink when he was in Hazleton, and he would sit in a bar and talk about his high school football days, like pretty much a typical Coal Region Skook Luzerne thing. And essentially the Hazleton Hero is like a Yingling clone. They made as close as they can to a Yingling without making a Yingling, but still making it their own. But they tried to recreate their grandfather's favorite beer, which was a Yingling, because he's from this area.
The area.
And this place is beautiful, and they have tons of war-inspired things. They make ciders. They're a big cidery. Their ciders are called the bombshells.
Yeah, like the World War II plane, like not, the pinups that they paint on them.
So it's like a girl on a bomb, and then they just keep that art, and they change the color scheme, and it's like, this is the apple, this is the peach, this is, and they change the flavor profile. Yeah.
My boss went there last summer, and he told me that was the coolest brewery he'd ever been in.
Yeah.
Nice.
They do the double Dan. They do the Dan, the Lieutenant Dan. Then they do a double and a triple version. So there's different, and then they're changing up the double with different hops. So this is the Double Dan Mosaic
version.
Yeah. So like they have like their staples, and they just kind of change them a little bit. They have one called What's Your Name or something like that. And like they do pop culture references, like the Hunter S. Thompson one. They had a Macho Man one, a Hulk Hogan one. They're just really, really cool brewery out of the Finger Lakes. And I believe they are now shipping to Pennsylvania.
Nice.
I could be wrong though. Awesome. But Brett Squared said in the chat, military history mixed with great beer. And you guys are really onto something here. Cheers. There you go.
Hell yeah. I'll have Richard join us someday. His World War II and Civil War knowledge is out the freaking wazoo.
Yeah.
So, all right. Mosaic Double Dan from Warhorse Brewing Company of Geneva, New York. It's a New England IPA. It comes in at 7.5% on the ABV scale. It's been checked in 140 times, where it averages a 4.02. I have one friend check-in, which I'm sure is your dad.
Yeah.
We'll go for the write-up off the can.
Yeah, it's a little bit more in the script.
Anyway, like I was saying, hops are the beauty of the beer. You can dry hop it, boil it, single hop it, cryo freeze it, oil press it. There's a East Coast IPA, milkshake IPA, brute IPA, double IPA, wet hop, black IPA. There's Belgian IPA, rye IPA, New England, New Zealand, fruit IPA, triple IPA, West Coast, ESB, dessert IPA, pale ale. Well, I told you that if we actually found a way to make our Lieutenant Dan IPA even better, we would can it. And I am a man of my word. But if you think for a second that I am calling the beer Lieutenant Dan, you got another thing coming. It's Double Dan, a softer, slightly sweeter side of our flagship IPA. You could say the brewers have given it new legs. They suggest that you pair it with the album Animal Tracks by The Animals.
There you go. You know what they need to do? They need to make a milkshake IPA and call it like, I got you an ice cream, Lieutenant Dan. It's like a vanilla milkshake, yeah. Lieutenant Dan. Hey, I got you ice cream. I love, dude, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. If I come on a feature like this, we're doing Forrest Gump.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
That's why when I saw that, it was like the Bubba with the strip. I'm like, we got to read that.
Yeah. That's a movie that if it's on, I can't turn it off. I have to sit there.
I think a lot of people are like that too. There's a lot of movies that, like, you just, no matter where at in the movie, you just have to watch.
Yeah,
like the rest.
I'm here.
What? Yeah. So what is your movie for this? Is that Forrest Gump is your movie? If it just happens to be on, you're sitting there watching.
I think so. I really, really, I just think it's awesome because like you can actually learn about legit history and then like just see kind of Forrest going through it. Like when he fucking when he's part of the school segregation and the girl drops her book and he brings it and gave it and they're like, they're letting coons into school. And he's like, well, my mom would just chase him off the broom. And it's like, not coon. Like, I just, because he's so innocent. You know what I mean? It's just such a, and like, he's talking to the president. And they're like, I heard you got shot. He goes, yep. And he just drops his pants and shows. And then he drinks all the Dr. Peppers. Yeah. Like, I really got to pee. This guy got to pee. Like,
I was just watching Netflix, like how the movies were made. And I just watched.
They have a Forrest Gump one.
Yes. Worth watching.
Shudder has something like that where it's called Behind the Mask, and they do how these movies are made, but it's all horror movie based.
Does anyone know we can get Shudder on PlayStation 4 yet? Because you would think, but like I PlayStation, remember
once they get to a certain point, like I think Netflix doesn't work on a lot of different old platforms or like old smart TVs because they've upgraded it.
Netflix does, Hulu doesn't.
Yeah.
So we have an older smart TV in our bedroom that we can't use Hulu on anymore.
I mean, every streaming thing I can get, I can even get Tubi on my thing. But I'm like, a part of me was like, I know.
$25 to get a Fire Stick.
I know.
It's $30
like
in your.
My our TV downstairs, it's a Samsung like 4K fucking 65 inch, whatever I bought like 5 years ago. And now it's starting to have trouble with apps.
Yeah.
Like it'll freeze and crash. And
Bill
shit.
Said his ones are Shawshank Redemption and Forrest Gump.
Nice.
What do you? What's yours? If it's on, you're sitting there. You're now your day's over. Probably.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a hard one. There's a lot of movies.
You gotta think about it.
Honestly, yeah.
You got
what do
one,
you?
Bob?
What do you have? Or
I'll come back to me if I ask the question.
There's probably several for that.
I have like I think three.
The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Because unless you're at the very end somewhere, there's a really cool car chase going on. Animal House. I was always. I could sit down and watch that in the middle of anything.
The Forrest Gump's always on TV, so that's why it's one of those ones for me. Like you can just scroll through Forrest.
That's actually kind of one of my bummers. I don't have.
You know what I thought of one? That's yeah. Okay. Oh,
what else you got, Bob?
The Jerk.
Oh, The Jerk is so good.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Really, Steve Martin, and you're a comedian.
You've been revoked.
I was born a poor black child.
He had the best cup of pizza.
He hates these cans.
Brett said, I can watch Slapshot every week. What is your guilty pleasure movie in the chat?
Slapshot's good.
This, now we have a conversation.
Yeah, now we got something.
We can get
on.
You guys going in the chat. So, what is your guilty pleasure movie that if it's on,
not guilty pleasure,
like a movie,
if it's on TV,
you're
sucked in.
You're fucking, forget, cancel your plans. I'm not going to dinner until this movie.
No matter how many times you've seen it.
Yeah, right? I think I've got three.
I got one. Okay. Well, one for sure. Two for sure.
Okay. What we got?
I got Jaws. I feel like that's one.
Okay.
The first one, obviously. Okay. And then second one, Goodfellas. Okay. Every time I see Goodfellas,
I like that too.
I always watch it to the end.
I think any Scorsese movie I do that with.
Yeah.
Patton's another good one for me too.
That's a classic too. So I think mine are The Blues Brothers, Jaws, and Ghostbusters.
Yes.
If Ghostbusters is on, I remember Rich would come down and be like, are you watching Jaws again? I'm like, well, it was on.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Or like Blues Brothers still. Like I bought Blues Brothers on DVD. I never took it out of the wrapper because it just always happened to be on TV. And I'm like, well, I'm doing this now. And then Ghostbusters, like,
we are on a mission from God.
We're on a mission from God.
You know what we should do? Is that we should start, let us know if you think this is fun in the chat. We should either start or end every podcast with a movie quote.
I'm in.
And then, like, if whoever guesses the movie quote, we'll make a game out of it.
All right, I'm down. Yeah, with that.
And if
I
you
like
can
that.
Guess it in the chat,
yeah.
Well, wait, as soon as Bob said Blues Brothers, I'm like, that's one of mine.
But
that's
funny. Like, that's
holy
work,
shit.
There's one of the guys.
I'm excited to try this one. I like that.
Whenever I give him like a special mission to take care of something, that's the first thing he says. He turns around, and he goes, "I'm on a mission from Bob."
I like that. So we just cracked
four whole chickens and a Coke.
We just cracked the next Jake. Warhorse barrel. Beer. Sorry, I had a speech impediment there for a second.
Hellwood.
This is the PB&J with Churchill. So this is another series they make as a Churchill Stout. And then they're doing different varieties. So this is another beer that is like a staple of theirs, but they have a different variant of it. And this is the peanut butter and jelly version. And I will say right now, holy shit, this smells
you
like
smell it?
It smells like peanut butter and jelly.
I'm gonna maybe not regret that I picked this last.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't want to drink it yet. I don't want to ruin everyone's fun here. But
Lee, we got any more in the chat of like
Lee in the chat says Fight Club.
Fight Club.
That's a good one.
Another good pick. His name was Robert Paulson. Yeah.
I just wanted to destroy something that was beautiful.
R.I.P.
You know what's another one? The Wizard of Oz. Every time that's on, I watch it. Yeah.
I feel like I have
But like if you could ever catch it on TV, it's rare, but yeah.
You ever do the thing where they team that up with the Pink Floyd?
Oh, Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah, I haven't, but I've heard how it's fantastic.
I've done.
Yeah, we've all smoked weed. Okay.
I don't want to speak for Bob,
but like I said, Ghostbusters definitely.
Dude, that new Ghostbusters, I watched again. Dude,
I fucking cried like a baby.
I was.
I never cry for fucking movies, and Ghostbusters Afterlife made me fucking cry like a baby.
Nikolai was like, "Yo, I got really emotional during Spider-Man." And I was like, "Oh fuck, I can't go to two movies back to back where I cry in the theater." And Spider-Man didn't. It was good, but it didn't make me cry. But Ghostbusters, 100%. I was like,
and not just because of like what happens at the end, but like just the nostalgia of like so many things. Like I teared up when the fucking eyeball ghost popped out. I'm like, that's the toy I had.
Yeah.
My childhood.
Like, that movie just made me so happy. And fucking anyone who shits on it, I'm sorry about your life.
Yeah. Who hurt you? If you didn't like the new Ghostbusters, who hurt you?
Yeah, right.
Because I don't know. I don't want to give it away, but there's a spot at the end where you know you're gonna see a moment and just you can just tell the people involved legit felt how they looked on the screen.
Yeah,
like, obviously they couldn't see what was happening,
yeah,
but they knew what they were doing in the scene.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, oh my god,
yeah, what's his name?
One was, I don't want to say one person's face in it, like you just and you're just like, you fuck, you got me. And you're just like, oh, because like everyone on that cast for the most part are all comedians from SNL, and then like you just see them like old and they're fucking, I'm just spoiling it already. Fuck it, Ghostbusters show up, you fucks, all right?
Well, I think we knew that. It's just the part that you're talking about, we'll let that
figure
that out when you watch it. We won't
God
spoil
damn
it.
You.
Oh, there's this movie review guy on YouTube I like to watch. It's his name is Ryan Hollinger, and he goes by Horror Hollinger, and he talks about, you know, and I guess you would consider Ghostbusters to be, you know, a comedy horror movie. You know,
that smells like peanut butter.
Dude, straight up. But he has a good review about that, and I will try to post it on the page.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Shared on Not Cool High School and the Bangin' Beers community page.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck. At any time you guys got beer in your place, put it in the community page. Like,
we've been getting a lot of great action in the community page. So thank you guys for keeping it up. please continue to post. Let us know where you're drinking. Like, we've been getting some really good,
or where you can find those local, like, yeah, those treasures that people can't find.
Exactly. Like, we've been getting some really good participation in the
and
the
huge group. Huge thank you to the Brewery Fire team and patrons, yeah, who hung out last week and showed us tons of fucking love.
Yeah, the Brewery Fire guys were, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, you guys were stoked.
Can I see that can? Yeah. This is delicious, guys.
All right, God, Bob, read this off so we can.
PB&J with Churchill Oatmeal Coffee Stout from Warhorse Brewing Company of Geneva, New York. It's considered an oatmeal stout. It comes in at 7.5% ABV, and it's rated at 18 IBUs. It's been checked in 501 times, where it averages a 3.75. I have two friend check-ins where it averages a 3.88.
This is unbelievable.
Full-bodied oatmeal stout with peanut, flour, and raspberries. Notes of dark berries, bread crust, fresh roasted coffee, and creamy peanut butter. And as a warning ahead of time to anyone who wants to try it, this does contain peanuts. None of that peanut flavor is artificial.
Mm-hmm. It will close your throat if you fuck around.
The flavor profile is listed as raspberry, peanut butter, sweet, smooth, and coffee-ish. I get little to no coffee on that.
Yeah, I'm not really getting coffee.
I do peanut butter and jelly. I mean, but once again, I'm super sensitive. Peanut
butter, jelly, and like maybe toffee. But
Yeah, I'm not really getting coffee. It's there's a
that raspberry is strong forward. The oatmeal raspberry jelly
stout that I've never had like an oatmeal.
I mean, and that's really like it's not just berry. That's like jelly.
Yeah, that tastes like I honestly don't even like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. This is fantastic.
Same here. I was I love the smell.
I'm why I'm like fluffernutter person.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a fluffernutter.
You know, like when you're, you know what this reminds me of? Like your, anytime I would tell my mom, I'd be like, I don't like peanut butter jelly. She'd be like, okay. And then when the schools would like pack you a lunch, they'd like force that on you. And this is exactly what it's
like. Yeah. I don't
For like how much I hated that experience. I love how this tastes.
Yeah. This is actually fantastic. Like, as not liking peanut butter and jelly, this is wonderful. But, yeah,
I don't like stouts and this is fucking good.
Yeah. This is really good. Dude, this is even like, it's not even heavy like a stout.
No, it's very
like,
light.
It's light. Yeah.
If you guys go to Warhorse Brewing Company's website, I don't know if this is available to be purchased to ship to your house. If you find it, I mean, it's hard to find because it's up from it's up in the up in the Finger Lakes of New York. This is fucking insane.
This is very good.
If you see Warhorse or Abomination, yeah, go get them both because they're both fucking great breweries.
But I'm also a peanut butter and honey. Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I can see that being good.
Yeah.
You know what I like even more is if you get into the hot honeys.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I used to do peanut butter and Carol sandwiches when I was a kid, like Carol syrup.
I used to put that in cottage cheese.
Really? Carol, I used to put Carol and blinis.
Really?
Yeah, my mom showed me that. And it was all right. Awesome.
We don't want to go too long here because people got stuff to do today.
But I got to. What else? Shit, I had one more thing though.
You lay the blini flat, you spread macaroni and cheese all over it, and then you roll it up.
Is that like a Shendo taco?
that's a heart attack.
Nice. Yeah.
They used to have this dark chocolate almond butter at Walmart would get, and I would do that in peanut butter too, and it was like a Reese's peanut butter freaking.
Anytime I see almond or there's a couple others I've seen, like the peanut butter equivalent made from Brazil nuts and pecans I've seen.
Oh yeah, those nut butters.
Anytime I see something off the wall like that, I grab it.
Thank you, Mark, for the like on Facebook. I appreciate it. If you are watching, just hit the like button, man. Help us out. If you can hit share, that goes a long way too. Also, check us out on Spotify or as well as YouTube. Our goal for YouTube is to hit 1,000 subscribers. We're at like 60. So just go over and share the page. Tell your friends, like, hey, I listen to this podcast. They're jerks, but go support them. Or they're really funny. Go give them some love.
We're getting better.
There's always new guests coming on too. Look at me. I came on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So since you're our guest, so Sarah, what is your beer of the night?
So it's
beer
only the these night. Four.
It's only these four we get to vote from.
It is going
to
be the two Abomination versus the two Warhorse.
Oh my God. It definitely has to be the peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That wins for me.
Bob.
Foraging for the Clouds.
Oh, that doesn't count.
That one doesn't count. That's our show beer, Bob.
That's a show beer, Bob. You've been here before, Jesus.
Oh, wait. Is the whiskey on the tip?
No, the whiskey is not on the
whiskey
tip.
Is just the winner for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the bonus content.
I'm going to go with Double Dan.
Double Dan. For me to really enjoy a stout means something. And I, once again, every beer on this table is absolutely fantastic. The beer I would go to all day long, and I would drink as much as I possibly can till I died, would probably be the Fog. I just really, really enjoyed that. But that PB&J is insane. That raspberry tastes so good. Yeah, I'm going to go PB&J.
That's my end, too. Like, as soon as I sipped it. My number two, though, is definitely the Fog.
I'm going to agree with you there. So I'll jump on the chain with the Fog for number two.
And plus the John Carpenter reference. If you, like I said, have you guys all seen the Fog?
I remember seeing the original parts of it.
I'm not sure they remade it, but
They did a, there's a prequel that came out in like 2010 or something.
Something
was
like
awful.
That, yeah.
But the original John Carpenter one with Tom Atkins, just fucking bitches. and Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Tom Atkins,
Adrian Barbeau.
Yeah. And Jamie Lee Curtis's what the fuck's her name?
Jamie Lee Curtis's
mother. She's in Psycho.
Oh,
Janet Leigh. Janet Leigh's in it. But it's about this this town in California that it was like a settlement in like the late 1800s that there was like a mutiny and they sent these guys out to die basically, and then their ghosts come back and fuck the town up.
Yeah.
So they're pirate ghosts.
And since we're in the spirit of movies today, I think that's a good second choice. That was really good. That's a good second.
So Fog is my number two.
Same
yeah,
here.
I agree.
Number two.
I go Fog for number two.
There it is. Fog takes two.
Yeah, I think the PB&J is a little too sweet for me to hit all day long. But
yeah,
that's a fantastic beer too. I mean, don't take that as a knock. It's just I think that one I wouldn't make a session beer out of.
No, definitely not.
It's definitely a good like
the
one
PB&J
but...
is a good dessert beer.
Yeah,
I can see
exactly.
That being like, you know, at the end of the night after you had your meal.
Actually, come to think of it, you know, I could see that very easily. Pour that over some vanilla ice cream.
Ooh. I need to do that with a stout. I mean, I just never do because I just need ice cream. But that sounds fantastic.
You just did something.
Dude, I had a Guinness float once. It was awesome. But
nice, yeah.
All right, so. You started with the Fog, right?
Yeah,
I agreed.
Yep, and so did Sarah, and I think Bob.
This is fucking hard because 12 Lives and Double Dan are both so good.
I'll open up just because I'm gonna go with Double Dan.
I think I'm with you.
I really like the 12 Lives. I just thought it was a little too sweet for my personal taste.
Yeah,
the Double Dan I can drink a lot easier than this guy, and this one's also a super heavy,
like 9.2 or something. Yeah,
but still fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm literally gonna say the reverse for the same exact thing.
Okay.
I think the 12s was easier to drink for myself.
I'm gonna stick with her because I picked Dan.
Yeah, you picked Double Dan already.
I can't pick it again.
Dude, we're gonna look like we're fucking amateurs here because I'm going. I think I'm.
All right, we got a tie for third.
I'll just fucking do it. I'll put 12 Lives ahead. Here's the thing: being in Pennsylvania. These beers, unless you order them online, aren't in regular rotation around here. So we're very, very grateful to have people who live in places that they can bring us. So thank you to Pops for the show because he brought us the Warhorse and he brought us the Abomination. These are like treats to us, man. Like they're not in our backyard, but they're beers that we're very well aware of. And we're fans of their brewery and what they do. Hopefully we can get Warhorse down to School County Brewfest because that's an experience. But
that would be a treat.
Abomination, I believe, is already announced for this year's School County Brewfest.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I could be wrong. But I think they were Abomination used to do a lot of cool stuff where they would come down before Brewfest and like do something with Rotunda. They would do something with I think they did a whole thing with Rotunda the one year.
No, they did that whole series with a few different breweries. The Nuclear one. I can't remember what the hell it was called.
Yeah. But I have a glass that's like an Abomination.
Yeah, they had the collab, like they did it with a bunch of people. There was like it was a series they did with all of the area brewers. I can't remember what the hell it's called.
I just realized I'm drinking out of my glass.
Yeah, every glass is out except Bill's. I gave Sarah the Pilgrim glass.
It was just there on Thursday.
I want Bill to drink out of his glass for the first time. But I got everyone's glass at the table. So if you are interested in a pint glass, we do sell them. But this is the new Lords, so you can get Lord Tony, Lord Bob, Lord Bill, and Lord Tony.
Andy,
sorry.
With my front row seat behind the net, I did wear my Lord shirt to the hockey
game. Nice.
I wore mine last night. I wore Bill.
I got to order one yet. I've been broke as fuck because everything keeps going wrong.
You hate when that happens, right?
I like to call those chance cards in real life, like right? Monopoly, like chance.
You gotta get here, you gotta go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta pay for a new tire,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we spent $650 on Rich's car last week, so I'm broke as fuck.
Gosh. I'm sure you have a Vetfield creeper on the corner soon.
Don't even fucking put that. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, that's
hot is like the dog's farting. I had to get to the van. Like, no, the fuck you don't.
Yeah, just December, I had enough trouble to cover.
Yeah, Bob's had a ton of it too over the past few weeks.
I got us all covered there.
Yeah. All right. So our number one beer of the show is going to be the PB&J with Churchill. The number two is going to be the Fog. Number three is going to be 12 Lives and Still Wandering. Yes, Wandering.
What do we can or?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Because of an affinity and a certain penchant for Winston Churchill, I'm going Winston Churchill.
It kind of looks like if Winston Churchill was on Bob's Burgers, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna pick 12 Lives because that can is awesome. But,
and it looks like it took a lot of work.
I gotta go with Churchill.
I do like the Churchill one.
Also, Warhorse just recently had a fire at their brewery. In the back, they have like a swamp jungle Louisiana themed and they had a fire. I don't know exactly where they stand now with it, but if you can go on their website and order merch or anything like that, help them out. Also, 12% Build Project. If you want to get more Abomination as well as some other great beers that are part of that project, go and support them and buy some beers and they'll ship right to your house.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks, Sarah, for hanging out with us tonight.
Yes, Bob, what do you got to plug?
Today's shirt is the Horse. It's a bar and restaurant in
Clean
Summersville.
Out my glasses here.
Great beer selection there. If you're ever down that way, stop in, give them some support. And again, as always, support your local breweries and businesses.
Sarah,
what you got to plug?
Oh my gosh. Are you guys ready? Okay. Yeah. So you can always, like I said, check out a feature like this podcast on your major podcast platforms. This upcoming week, I have three shows in a row. On Thursday, the 24th, I'm going to be in Taylor, PA. That's going to be at the Union Craft House.
Nice.
Fun time. Then
you could be a little road soldier for us. Like when you go to these breweries to do comedy, be like, check out this beer podcast.
I'm taking your stickers.
Yeah. I'm taking in the community, Sarah.
Yeah. And then, exactly right there. And then hold that up. On Friday, this will be a fun one. I'll be at Boozy Bees in Wilkes-Barre.
Boozy Bees.
That's alcoholic ice cream.
Oh, I heard about them.
Yes, that's an all women's lineup.
I reached out to them to do an episode in the past, and then the pandemic happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I will.
They make booze and flavored ice cream.
Yeah, they were at. Were they at Brewfest?
No,
they were at something we were at.
Oh, really?
Maybe it was one of the Spirit Day in Minersville. Maybe. They were at something.
Yeah,
I know that we've tried it.
Give me a card. I'll be there. Okay. I'll give it to them. Right, and they'll be face right to them. And then on Saturday, I got actually a lot of breweries because on Saturday I'll be at Schnitz Creek Brewery.
Nice.
Oh, that's
Schnitz and Giggles.
That is a dream place to record an episode. But we kind of have an in because someone's birthday party is going to be at Schnitz Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an Anvil guy. So check it out, dude. I got ticket info. Hit me up. I got for the Boozy Bees, I can give you a percentage off of the promo code. Just use Sarah, and it's all there. Cool. I'm going to share it to the page for you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, perfect. And also check out comedy with Mike Lager Laughs every Friday at Pep's Pub.
All right.
And poor Carbon. Just stay away from the Vietnamese jokes. Drop a pipe
or on. Drop real hard on them.
Yeah.
No, there's no in between.
you're
no, we're just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. But Andy, go ahead.
No, I meant the kidding about the going hard on it.
Yeah.
Working on the acoustic project, hopefully we'll be ready for once people start opening their patios. So
test it out at open mic next Friday.
We're not ready for that yet. We'll probably actually be practicing on Friday. So
bring a guitar and do one song.
We'll see what happens.
It would make Harry's day.
All right. Well, I'll think about it.
Okay.
But I got that working on Faith and Exile. We have two new songs in the works. Hopefully we'll get them wrapped up soon and recorded.
Can we get a legit Faith and Exile like banging beer song? Like it's called Banging Beers. And
maybe.
That'd be fucking... I feel like we'd made it if we get put into a lyric of a local band.
We can figure that out, yeah. I'm sure. But I got a few other things working on that. But just support your local breweries, support your local businesses, like Bob said.
What's your hoodie?
And your local talent.
Spirit Box.
Oh, them again?
I got another Spirit Box.
They actually liked our post on
it. Yeah, they did. Fucking Spirit Box is so fucking good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So But and like their story is insane. So if, like, if whether you like Spirit Box or not, like they're okay,
so for all the dummies that what the fuck is Spirit Box?
Spirit Box is a metalcore band from British Columbia that they blew up on social media. They basically built their career out of social media right as COVID kind of hit, with like DIY videos, and they really, they're just releasing songs and awesome videos. It's a husband and wife, and then they have the band, but like they were in a band called I Wrestled a Bear once back in the early 2000s, like the late 2000s.
I Wrestled a Bear once?
Yeah, they were like a real proggy, chaotic metalcore band, but their stuff, like their music's awesome. The singer, like, because it's one of those, it's female vocals, but she can scream like a motherfucker too.
Nice.
And like it's like haunting too, like it's just, it's kind of like off, but it's like super deep too, like her music, the music's awesome, but their whole story is really cool if you go and check it out. Like it's all been DIY. And they're like one of the biggest bands right now, which is very a problem. I don't know why they're opening for certain people currently, but they should be headlining.
Yeah.
But go check out Spirit Box. But they're, it's like, it's real good mix of like heavy and like the, what's great is like their singer Courtney LaPlante, she put out videos because people were like, oh, it's all studio blah blah tricks, and like she's a girl, she can't do those vocals, and like so she has on, if you go to YouTube, the Spirit Box YouTube, she has one take vocal sing throughs of her songs. Be like, it's me.
She's like, suck it, bitch.
It's like, it's me. So, but
like, yeah, it's called talent.
Yeah. So, like, yeah,
go heard of it.
Spirit Box is fucking awesome. They're on tour with Under Oath, which is, I don't think they should be opening for Under Oath. They should be headlining.
There you go.
But
Kelly, clip that so Spirit Box can use it.
They're in Philly. No, no, you might be. I don't want them to get mad at their headliner or their headliner to get mad at them. But they're in Philly.
You just think they're better what they not really saying Under Oath is bad, you're just saying you think Spirit Box is,
I don't like it. I fucking hate Under Oath. Right, well,
don't clip that.
That's my own personal opinion. It's just not, I can't do it. Yeah. But they're in Philly next month with Under Oath, which I'm very upset about, because it was supposed to be Under Oath, Spirit Box, and Every Time I Die.
That happened.
But so I was like, oh great, I go see Spirit Box and Every Time I Die and get out early and get up and beat all the traffic.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's not happening now.
Yeah,
so anyway, but yeah, thanks guys for tuning in.
IWP Network, check out that. I'm wearing my Warhorse shirt. We'll see it in the photos. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
We got Icarus Brewing next week.
Ooh. Huge thank you to Warhorse, Abomination, Trogues. Once again, Trogues, we love you. Please have us. Come hang out. Let us come hang out with you guys one time. Just be our friend. Same with you, Pizza Boy. We love you too. And Warwick, please, once. PA, guys, we love you. Anyway, we're out. We sent Trogues a message saying, sorry we spam you guys for putting your beers on our show every single week because we're huge super fans, but it is that time of the month. Will you be our Valentine? And he wrote, as long as you talk dark and malty to us. and then I retweeted them back with a gift from Napoleon Dynamite, and it's like, I think things are getting pretty serious.
I think you should have went with the Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, I should have. Yeah.
That and that's the movie quote we ended on.
That's how we should have.
We just told them where it's from, though. All right, we'll start that next week. Movie quote, figure it out.
Thank you guys so much. If you hung out in the chat, thank you. We love you. Hit that share button. If you watch back later, make sure you follow us on all social media. If you want merch, it's there, the website, all that fun stuff. We're out of here, Bangin' Beers Podcast. We'll see you next Sunday, 12 o'clock. Sunday.